Settle in comfortably in a seated position, legs crossed, hands resting on the knees. We begin with two deep breaths in. As you inhale, let the ribs open out to the sides, and as you exhale, let them come back naturally toward the center. Gradually allow the breath to become fuller. And we begin mobilizing the joints with neck circles and then wrist circles, and we will make three circles with the pelvis in one direction and then three circles in the other. We will open the legs while keeping the knees bent. We lean forward, we shift to one side and then the other. And similarly, we are circles with more range in one direction and then three circles in the other. Stretch the legs out. And again, three circles in one direction with more and more range without the body weight tipping over. And three circles in the other direction. We bring the hands together, interlace the fingers, lift the arms up to the sky and sway from right to left. We come onto the knees and do a few shoulder rolls backward. And we make arm movements as if our arms were wings. Big movements and take your time to breathe well. We bring the arms into cactus position. And close the elbows toward each other. Open the arms, inhale, close the arms, exhale. Open the arms, inhale, close the arms, exhale. Open the arms, inhale, close the arms, exhale. One more time. Make waves with the wrists. Lengthen up one last time and then come into tabletop position. Continue warming up the wrists by moving them in one direction and then the other. We are going to do cat-cow pose. Cat rounded back. Cow arched back, inhale. Cat rounded back, exhale. Cow arched back, inhale. Cat rounded back, exhale. Cow arched back, inhale. And we are going to do three more circles in one direction, feeling the body weight shift between the knees and the hands. And three circles in the other direction. Feel that the pelvis is leading and look for fluidity in the movement. We shift the right foot out to the right, straighten the leg and send the pelvis back. We return to the starting position and begin again. We will do this 5 times. 3 times we shift back. Four times. Five times. 5 times. Keep the leg straight, rise up on the left knee, and we will do side lunges with the arms in cactus. Open the arms, lower down, close the arms, return to the starting position. Remember to inhale when opening the arms, exhale when closing the arms. After 5 repetitions, return to the starting position. with the hands on the floor, and we are going to do three circles once again with the knee bending and the body weight shifting from one limb to the other. Three circles in the other direction. Try to breathe well while making these circles. Return to tabletop position. Then into child's pose. Forward on the floor, take deep breaths. We. Return to tabletop pose. We go to the other side. We shift the left foot out to the left. Straighten the leg and send the pelvis back. Five movements. And 1, 2. And 1, 3. Return to the starting position. And 1, 4. One more. Keep the left leg straight, rise up, and we will move into a side lunge with the arms in cactus. Inhale, exhale, shift, come back. Inhale, open the arms, exhale, close the arms. After 5 repetitions, place the hands back on the floor, keep the leg straight, and we will make big circles with the left knee bending. Three big circles in one direction and three big circles in the other direction. Then return to tabletop and then child's pose. Stretch the arms well forward. Forward on the floor and inhale, exhale. To return to tabletop position. We are going to do forward lunges with the front arm in cactus. If you feel comfortable, lift the knee. We will do this 5 times on each side. We are at 4, 5, inhale, exhale, 6. Seven, really look for the hip opening. 9. And 10. And come back to rest in child's pose. Find your breath. This time, return to tabletop, lift the knees, float the knees off the floor, and send the right foot to the left. Same on the other side, lifting the hand into cactus. We are going to do it 5 times on each side, 10 times total. When you start to feel comfortable, you can speed up the pace a little. Above all, keep breathing well during the effort. And place the knees back down. And once again, come to rest in child's pose. With deep breaths. We return to tabletop pose and downward facing dog. Take your time gently stretching the spine, the legs, pedal from one side and then the other. Stretch the spine, feel the tailbone lifting up toward the sky. And gently walk toward the hands. Exhale, release. Inhale, half forward fold. Exhale, release. And slowly roll up vertebra by vertebra. We come into warrior one left foot. Forward and take three deep inhales and exhales here. We will shift into warrior two. We hinge forward left hand toward the left foot into triangle pose. Turn the gaze toward the right hand, which is up to the sky, and take deep breaths. Bend the left knee. Hold the gaze on the right hand. And we will bring the right hand to the floor and the right knee to the floor. And return to the starting position. We do three movements like this. Right hand knee lifted and we bring it all back to the floor. Straighten both legs, come to center, release, hold your elbows and sway from one side to the other. Slowly rise back up. And we will come into warrior pose. Arms open in cactus. Inhale. Exhale, close the arms. Inhale, open the arms. Exhale, close the arms. Again. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. We will shift to the right side into warrior one. Three deep breaths here. Then warrior two. We hinge forward, bring right hand to the right foot into triangle pose, and we look at the left hand, which is up to the sky. And we will bend the right knee, still taking three deep breaths. Then bring the left hand to the floor and the left knee to the floor. And repeat this movement three times. Straighten the legs, stay folded. Forward, hold your elbows, sway right and left. And we will come into tabletop position and go back into C. At cow, arch the back as you inhale, round the back as you exhale, arch the back as you inhale. Round the back as you exhale, cow cat. And we are going to resume our big circles, always with fluidity in the movement. Three circles in one direction and three circles in the other of the body, shifting from knee to knee, from wrist to wrist, with the pelvis leading. We shift the right foot. Out, straighten the right leg and send the pelvis back. We go for five movements. Three, four, and five. Keep the right leg straight, rise up on the left knee and move into a side lunge with the arms in cactus. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Open the arms, lower down, rise back up, close the arms. One more time. Inhale, lower down. Come back up, close the arms. Keep the right leg straight. And begin again with three big circles with the knee bending. An. In the other direction. Feel the mobility of the pelvis becoming more and more significant. Return to table 10 to child's pose. We return to table 10, do the same with the left foot. Shift the left foot out, straighten the left leg and send the pelvis back. 1, 2, 3. Four. And five. Keeping the left leg straight, rise up on the right knee and move into a side lunge with the arms in cactus. 1, 2, 3. Four and five. Place the hands back on the floor and off we go for big circles with the left knee bending and following the movement. Three circles in one direction and three circles in the other direction. Return to tabletop position and to child's pose. Relax, take deep breaths. Forehead on the floor, face relaxed. And return to tabletop position. And we will go into it, right leg, right arm, forward lunge. Same on the left side. And if you feel comfortable, lift the knee that is on the floor. Once again, we will do 5 on each side, 10 total. You can add a little rhythm. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. One more time. Tabletop position, child's pose, release. Focus on your breath. And return to tabletop position. Lift the knees off the floor. And the right foot goes to the left. The left foot to the right. And we go for 5 movements on each side. We try to add a bit of rhythm. 5, 6, don't forget to breathe. 8, 9 and 10 we return to. Tabletop position, child's pose. We look for a little more flexibility, always taking deep breaths with the face relaxed. And into downward facing dog. Stretch the spine. Keep the knees bent. The heels lifted off the floor if we are not flexible enough. What we are looking for above all is the spine stretching up toward the sky. And gently come to sit down. Staff pose. Bend the right leg, bring it toward yourself, and here we will stretch the glute and the pelvis, taking deep breaths. We. Straighten the right leg and do the same with the left leg. Bend it, bring the foot toward yourself. Feel that the left glute is stretching. Take deep inhales and exhales. Always keeping in mind a sense of listening. Open the legs and begin again. With three circles in one direction. Normally we have gained more range compared with the beginning of the flow. Three big circles in the other direction. We. We'll bring the legs together and lie down on the back. With both legs in the air, we. Grab the toes in happy baby. Massage the lower back. Stretch both legs, feet flexed, and we will lower the left leg and keep the right leg lifted, foot flexed, taking deep breaths. Change legs, left foot flexed toward the sky and lower the right leg extended on the floor. We. Bring both legs back bent and let both knees drop to the left. Here, take three deep breaths, feel the lower back relaxing. We. Let both knees drop to the right. Inhale, exhale. Feel the ribs opening and closing. Finally, we will come into Savasana adapted if you are already pregnant with a belly that is taking up space, we will let go.